the question was asked, why do the Ten Commandments get their own setting where God gives the Ten Commandments? So there are two understandings among the commentaries. One understanding is what we said earlier. Rav Sadia Gaon wrote a song which shows how the Ten Commandments encapsulize the concepts of all 613. He wrote a song which some communities still have the custom that they read on Shavuot. After the song shows how all 613 fit under the headings of the Ten Commandments. So then the Ten Commandments are unique. God gives us the concepts that are the behind the scenes, the heart of the Torah. Nachmanides doesn't go this route. Nachmanides says we're about to undergo a conversion here. The Jewish people are about to accept the Torah. So what does Hashem do? Hashem gives us a sampling. It says any person that wants to convert has to have a sampling. He has to understand, what am I getting into here? So that's why Nachmanides says the Torah gave us a sampling. Hashem shows up and says, Hashem is like the court that accepts the ger, and says, listen here, if you're going to be Jewish, you're going to have a Shabbos, you're not allowed to worship other gods, you got to honor your parents, you're not allowed to even desire someone else's wife. It's a sampling. That's Nachmanides' take on the Ten Commandments. So those are the two major approaches to what's unique about the Ten Commandments, where Rav Sadia Gaon and those that go with him say they really are, in one sense, they encompass the mitzvot, and Nachmanides says, no, not at all. They're just a sampling. Some of them are harsher, some of them are lighter, but at the end of the day, they're a sampling.